Feminine Sports. I'm Kevin Faulmus. The Wild didn't take the easy road last night against the Chicago Blackhawks. Down 3-0 in the second period, they rallied all the way to tie it, including a pair of goals in the third. Then it came down to the shootout.
Donato speeding through the slot, took a shot. Blocker save, Alston, and the Wild win! He flushed out his right arm, denied Donato, and the Wild storm back from a 3-0 deficit. They stunned the Blackhawks in the shootout, 4-3 the final.
Joe O'Donnell last night on the Minnesota Wild radio network. After the game, John Hines said, bad start, but good finish.
We did not have a good start to the game, but it wasn't that we just faded into the night. You know, we held serve. You know, Wally made some big saves for us. I really liked his composure and battle level throughout the game and as it went on. And I particularly like our team's response, that we dug in when it wasn't an easy night, and but we found a way to win, and that's important.
While they're back in second place in the Central Division, they've got 30 wins and 70 points. They've got the Calgary Flames to wrap up their four-game homestand Thursday night in St. Paul. Busy night coming up, including for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're in Dallas tonight at 7:30. Rudy Gobert would like to see a repeat of the intensity the Wolves played with in Monday's win over Golden State.
This is what we need to hang our hat on. That's what we need to bring every single night. If we bring that every single night, good things happen. We might not play great all the time, might not make shots all the time, but if we bring that level of urgency, that level of intensity defensively, starting from obviously the leaders down to everybody else, you're a great team.
That's Rudy Gobert. They're in Dallas tonight. The Gopher men are at Wisconsin at 8. The Gopher women are at Penn State at 5. The Frost are home against Vancouver. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.